You're listening to the World's Robert Crichton podcast. New audio freshly delivered every week, direct from me, Robert Crichton. If you like this audio, consider becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/Robert Crichton to help support my work. And now, your podcast. You're listening to The Other Day, a story from The Other Day about me, Robert Crichton, and my day, The Other Day, as opposed to today. It was definitely another day, The Other Day, in fact, hence the title, The Other Day. That's what this is called. The Other Day. Yeah. The other day, the Christmas lights went on in the village, which is always a lovely seasonal event designed to demonstrate the benefits of light pollution to small children. Just think, in some parts of the world, there are people who have never had the joy of witnessing the last few stars in the sky disappear as a testament to man's control over the natural world. They're probably too busy drowning, thanks to the early effects of climate change. All was not well at the Christmas fair, as Father Christmas was late, so they were short of their designated child molester. A busy mother was arguing with an elf that she didn't care if this year's Father Christmas was a genuine child molester or not. No one has time to worry about who molests their children these days, so long as it's properly supervised and there isn't a mess. Several people nodded in agreement. You have to do something with the kids over the holidays. All was well in the end, as at that moment, one of the elves dropped his trousers for no discernible reason and was summarily promoted. Such is the strength and flexibility of the modern gig economy. It was as the crowd were gathering for the wondrous sight of some LED lights being switched on that I first heard the automatic gunfire. "Are there fireworks?" I asked a nearby stallholder, who was inevitably selling a selection of crystals, knitted unicorns, and other vitally important merchandise that we buy to give cupboards a sense of purpose. "That's not fireworks," she said. "That'll be the Wintermas faction." "The Wintermas faction?" I asked. "They're one of those terrorist groups waging the war on Christmas," she said, putting on a Kevlar vest. "We get a lot of them this time of year." I thought the war on Christmas was just a sort of vague, nominal media spin on the whole non-denominational winter celebration thing. "Yeah," the stall owner said, checking the breech in her AK-47, "but that's all before it went a bit militant. Now there's a whole host of factions all fighting over the true meaning of Christmas." As she spoke, a number of families started to pull together and look for an early exit. "So," I asked, "how many factions are there?" "Oh, dozens. The Wintermas faction, they specialise in kidnappings and executions. Then there's the Winterval Liberation Army, they plant bombs. And then there's the Campaign for Real Yule, they're terrifying." "What do they do?" I asked. "Beheadings?" "Worse," she said. "They have a really hardcore fanzine. You don't want to get into an argument with them on Twitter, believe you me." "Oh," I said. But she stopped me before I could make any other inchoate white noise expressions of confusion. "Hang on," she said. "I've got more of these to get through. There's the Army of the Luminous Order. They have a big thing about firebombs. Then there's the Continuity Winter Celebrationists. They're an offshoot of the Provisional Winter Night Land Army. They will protect their holiday trees from any Christmas trees around. These are ultra-aggressive secularists of the worst kind." I was going to make some kind of witty retort, but luckily an explosion in the near distance forestalled the need to insert any joke or wordplay into this sentence. The stall owner cocked her gun. "Of course, I'm not one of them," she said, with the proper emphasis on them that all good zealots practice in the womb. "I believe in a proper Christmas." Jesus, the virgin birth in a stable, that sort of thing, I said. Perhaps I was a little too jovial about the titular foundations of popular Christianity, as she then turned the gun on me. What do you believe in? She asked, eyes narrowing. I felt suddenly very afraid. This was a moment to choose a side. I don't believe in God, so it's a bit tricky. I'm an atheist. Let me put it another way, then, she said, with a meaning look. Are you a non-denominational skinny latte, let's try not to mention the word Christmas in case it upsets anyone, atheist? Or are you heaps of tinsel shit ton of presents from Santa and more food than it is humanly possible to eat, atheist? Oh, the latter, I said, with depressing truth, realising that all Christmas really meant to me was the ritual of putting shitty tinsel on a shitty tree every year and eating chocolate instead of actual food for a week. She probed further. Do you believe that tinsel is inimical to all human life and must be handled only by those specially trained in its use as per all fictional EU regulations? Well, no, I said, though I've only ever used tinsel responsibly. Right, she said. You're a perfect hostage, then. A dark look came over her face, and she grabbed me, forcing me into the centre of the square with the gun in my back. You're a hostage of the continuity winter celebrationists, and you will not mention Jesus, Christmas, or that fat man again if you want to live. At the same time, a horde of middle-aged men and women pulled out weapons from their Bag for Life Hessian bags and started grabbing a hostage of anyone wearing a Christmas jumper. The organisers were all obviously expecting some trouble as an elf screamed, "Hell no!" pulled out a grenade launcher, firing at the nearest group, a call to arms the other elves took up with relish. The continuity winter celebrationists started to fire back, and the square was awash with dead elves and people dressed as reindeer. The local vicar was plunging a knife into the neck of one of the terrorists, screaming, "Take this for a season's greeting," before being gunned down by a non-denominational winter sprite of 14. As the battle died down, the celebrationists fully in charge, my captor shouted, "This one likes to sing We Wished You a Merry Christmas." "I never said that," I insisted, but it was clear that on this stage the truth no longer mattered. "Dress him up as a wise man," one of them said, and as they jeered and hollered, I was thrust into some bloody robes, complete with my own myrrh. "Anything you want to say to us?" my captor demanded. I thought the point of politically correct winter celebrations was not to upset anyone. "Ah," she said, "that's true, but don't worry. No one is upset after they're dead." And at that point, the executioner, dressed as a giant snowflake, pushed me onto my knees, and I felt the cold muzzle of the gun on my neck. "But I really like tinsel," I said. "Tinsel is very dangerous," the snowflake said. "It requires a risk assessment when affixing to high surfaces." "Really?" I said. "Yes. You could really hurt yourself, and we wouldn't want that," the snowflake said, as she fired the gun. And that, dear listener, is how I died. Till next time. Merry Christmas. You've been listening to an The Other Day story written and performed by Robert Crichton. Other stories of my grisly demise are available while stocks last. To support this and other podcasts from the worlds of Robert Crichton, go to www.patreon.com/Robert Crichton. And for as little as only $1 a month, exchange rates vary, you can get additional bonus features and audio stuff.